Hello and welcome to another podcast from Wicketgate magazine. We're continuing the series What Saith the Scriptures? And we come to the first of the Gospels this week, the Gospel of Matthew. Now the Gospel of Matthew is the first of the Gospels and opens the New Testament Scriptures for us. A more appropriate opening it would be hard to conceive of, because the great overall message of Matthew is that Jesus Christ has come into the world to fulfil and to be the fulfilment of everything that was ever stated or prophesied in the old. The human author of the Gospel is the Matthew, or Levi, who was called from the receipt of custom by the Lord, and simply told, "Follow me." Being one of the early disciples of the Lord, then, Matthew had ample opportunity to observe the Lord at first hand, and write accordingly. As far as the actual contents of his Gospel go, these are actually broken down into 6 or 7 categories. The first 2 chapters tell of the events leading up to and surrounding the birth of Christ, what is normally called the Nativity. Like the other Gospels, apart from the brief incident in Luke, Matthew is silent with regards to the years of Christ's life before he begins his ministry, but from chapter 3 to the end of chapter 18, it is that ministry that predominates. In chapter 3, and part of the next chapter, it is the preparation that is recorded, our Lord's baptism in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, and his temptation at the hands of the devil in the wilderness. From chapter 4 to chapter 15, we have the Lord's ministry in Galilee, and from chapter 15 to chapter 18, that of the neighbourhood surrounding Galilee. Chapters 19 and 20 tell of the journey to Jerusalem, chapters 21 into 28 of the last week of Jerusalem, and the final verses of the 28th record the appearance of Christ after the resurrection. There are some lines often quoted in relation to Matthew's Gospel. Matthew gives us 5 discourses. In 3s and 7s he likes his sources. He writes to show what the Old Testament meant, with an ecclesiastical bent. The first 2 lines of the above help us to remember that the evangelist Matthew gives us those 5 great sermons, discourses, from the lips of the Saviour, and that he had a certain liking for events that took place in apparent 3s and 7s and so forth. The Lord's 5 great sermons recorded by Matthew are the Sermon on the Mount, the charge to the 12 disciples, the parables of the kingdom, the true nature of greatness and forgiveness, and the Sermon on the Last Things. Some of his liking for numerical arrangements is said to be seen in his recording of the fact that there were 3 messages given to the angels by Joseph, 3 denials from the lips of Peter, 3 questions put by Pontius Pilate, etc. But it is very much in relation to the other 2 lines of the above. He writes to show what Old Testament meant, with an ecclesiastical bent, that Matthew really comes into his own. As it was said at the beginning of the outline, the great overall message of Matthew's Gospel is that Jesus Christ is a fulfilment of all things ever written in the Old. This message is continually stated and re-emphasised, and the great reason why it is continually stated and re-emphasised is to convince the young church, the Ecclesia, that the Christ whom they worship and adore is the one whom the whole Word of God speaks from the beginning to end. The hymn writer sums it up. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. Jesus of Nazareth is shown to be the son of David and the son of Abraham too. The name of Jesus is that which Isaiah had pointed out. Jesus of Nazareth is shown to be the son of David and the son of Abraham too. The name of Jesus is that which Isaiah had pointed to when he had spoken of how this one would be born of a virgin and would be Emmanuel, God with us. Micah told where he would be born, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah. And Zechariah told of how he would be the shepherd that would be valued at the infamous price of 30 pieces of silver. Although all these things would be as nothing in the eyes of the leaders of Israel, they would be meat and drink, strength and sustenance, to the young church that was now called to be God's people in the midst of the earth. Jesus himself promised, as Matthew records, that he would build his church, and that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. There could be no greater reason for believing that promise than the realization that he who had made the promise was himself the embodiment of all the promises of God ever made for the salvation of that church. He writes to show what Old Testament meant, with an ecclesiastical bent. The essence of that fact is captured in the observation that this same Matthew, who begins his gospel by telling us of the birth of this Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us, concludes his gospel with that same Emmanuel's words, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew shows us that God's promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. You've just listened to another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine, which can be found at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for joining us.